Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, July the 2nd, the first of our summer rains. Paid multiple visits to my home last night, and I hope you had a similar experience and were fortunate getting some rain. It is amazing how quickly the garden greens up with Mother Nature's moisture rather than the garden hose. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday, noon to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. We are Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you hear our programs anytime, anywhere in the world, because we podcast to buckmastershow.com, also carrying our program, tucsoncitizen.com and tucsonsentinel.com. Program is also prominently displayed on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun at gvnews.com and the homepage of blogforarizona.com. During this noon hour on this Tuesday afternoon, we'll get things rolling with a newsmaker interview with United States Representative David Schweikert, a Republican representing Arizona's 6th District, the Scottsdale area. At 20 minutes past the hour, Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner, has the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, and judging by the smile on Shelley's face, I would say the market is off a little bit today. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll get an update on the very successful push in June to end the fiscal year by saving 12,000 animals with new homes here in Pima County. Then we close out the show with our monthly biomedical segment featuring Dr. Ray Woosley of CredibleMeds.org, talking about medications we take and some of the dangers associated with pain pills. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to call us right now on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, where we have a growing presence under Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. We go on the live line now to Washington and the nation's capital. Congressman David Schweikert is with us. Congressman, how are you today?
Oh, I'm elated to be with you. And I should tell you, I'm back in the Grand Imperial State of Maricopa County.
Oh, you are?
This week, and was elated. I saw my first hint of the summer monsoon.
It is so strange. You know, I was out in the pool after enjoying the rain came nice yesterday afternoon, and all of a sudden, there are the dragonflies. Where do they hang out the rest of the year? I don't know.
As a kid, there's nothing like sitting out in the pool, watching the storm come in as the lightning starts and your mom starts screaming at you. You know, that's an Arizona tradition.
You know, as you know, and you're back now in the Phoenix area, we are in a state of mourning here in Arizona. The tragedy in Yarnell is just unbelievable. 19 young firefighters gone, half of the town of Yarnell pretty much consumed by flames. I know the governor has taken some action towards state aid. What about federal aid, Congressman?
My understanding is the fire now has reached the size where it declared a federal, there's a mechanism, the fire becomes federalized, which just allows us to use some other resources that are out on hold across particularly the Southwest, and those resources now are slurry bombers and some other manpower and some other coordination. Then that has begun. The other thing we're also doing with, some of the other congressional offices, and particularly my office, is how do you reach out to these 19 families and work through what benefits are available to them, what support is available to them, and do it in sort of a loving, compassionate manner. So that process has begun.
And the investigation, of course, has begun as well, and hopefully we will get a handle in the coming days on really what went wrong there, whether it was this dramatic shift in wind from an outflow of a thunderstorm or what exactly did happen. I want to move on to the Senate passing, of course, last week, its version of immigration reform. The ball is now in your court with your colleagues in the House. How do you see this, Congressman Schweikert? How do you see this whole playing out at this point?
Well, First off, there's a lot of moving pieces. And a couple days ago, I was meeting with a fairly large group of folks. We'll call them a very Chamber of Commerce crowd. And they were very supportive of the immigration bill. And not a single person in the room had any idea what was in the piece of legislation, which always... So we always have to be careful of being in love with the concept, but not understanding the details and the mechanisms. And when this piece of legislation, referred to as the Gang of Eight, was originally filed, it was about 860 pages. Today it's approaching, I think, 2,200 pages. And I'm not even done reading it. And I've been at it every evening for 3 or 4 hours. There's a lot of moving parts here. There's a lot of things in the bill that we can work with, I think we can move forward on, and then there's some real mechanical problems.
Well, one of the things that, as you know, Bruce Ash, he's a good friend of yours, I know, and he's, of course, the Republican committeeman for Arizona and a regular contributor to this program on our Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce makes the case that if we're just doing this, if the Republicans are just doing this to appeal to immigration voters down the road, then it is wrong. Would you agree with him?
If it's being done purely for political one-upsmanship, of course it's wrong. And that's both for the left and for the right. If it's being done saying we have certain needs in this country that we have to deal with, and it will be good for our future economic survival and economic growth, then we have the right motivators. But, Bill, something that always surprises me, I will get up in front of audiences and ask, what do you think the real issue behind the immigration reform discussions and debate around in Washington are? And you'll have some people raise their hand and say, it's the 11 million, it's the Dreamers, it's this and that. The real fight is, what will the future look like? We pass something today, we may live with 20, 25 years. Are we going to move to, as Canada and Australia and New Zealand and Great Britain, so much of the industrialized world has, a talent-based, sort of point-based system, where if we have a great shortage of electrical engineers or nurse practitioners or whatever it may be, they move up in priority? Or do we stay with sort of the familial family sponsorship chain migration system? And those are two very different methods, two very different approaches for our future economic growth. And that's actually the real debate. Everything else is an adjunct to what will the future immigration system be built upon.
We're speaking with Congressman David Schweikert, who represents Arizona's 6th District. Let's take a quick call on the Buckmaster Show live line. Caller Matthew is with us. He wants an update on the Navajo generating station. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, Congressman. I don't know if you're up to date on that issue, but I was wondering if you had a status on how it's going with the EPA with regards to
Brilliant question. And there's dozens of moving parts right now. For everyone, particularly in Tucson, if you have a drop of CAP water coming to your home, there is a potential that that drop of water is about to get dramatically more expensive. The Navajo Generation Facility way up north is in a fight with the EPA in regards to particulates, very, 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 very fine particles. And do they have to put in new types of scrubbers, new types of bag houses, other things that are for capturing those particulates? The same time this is going on, California, through their own policy, will no longer accept coal-generated power. I believe Nevada Electric has just decided to drop out of the compact that helps be one of the ownership of this. So we actually have three or four things moving. We have battles with the EPA. We have SRP, who's the managing partner, working on their NEPA, which sort of they're continuing being able to keep the plant open in the future. And then some of the partners in the facility are saying, you know, it's too much brain damage, we're moving away from the facility. And then you start to deal with the cascade effect. What will it do to your water bill? Because we have that power lifts the water in the Central Arizona Project up a huge amount. I think there's five major lifting stations and those siphons as they make it down to Tucson. What will it do to agriculture? What will it do to the water compacts we have with the Native American communities that receive CAP allocations? So this is a huge deal for Arizona, and it literally takes up, I would say, about 20% of my staff's time just managing what's moving every single day on the issue.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. We've tried to keep our listeners up to date with regular updates from David Modier of the Central Arizona Project, because that Navajo generating plant really supplies the power to keep that water moving. Let's try to squeeze in another quick call here. Lawrence, you are up next on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, thank you. Congressman, I'd like to know your position on the Trent Franks bill. Now that a federal judge has ruled that the gambling compact back in 2002, the gambling proposition, did not prohibit additional casinos in the Phoenix area. Are you supporting Trent Frank's bill?
Absolutely.
That prohibits the
Tohono? And this is one I actually have a high degree of expertise on. 20-some years ago, I was actually one of the lead negotiators on the first IGRA compact here in Arizona. And your characterization of what the judge ruled is not accurate. If you remember, the Tohono O'odham community chose not to waive tribal sovereignty. So the judge's ruling basically said, look, without them waiving tribal sovereignty, I don't get to rule in this in a certain fashion. So we never did get an honest definition ruling on did Tohono O'odham violate the mechanics within the compact. I was in those original negotiations. This was one of the fixations of those negotiations between the House, the Senate, and the governor's office and the tribal communities, that if there was going to be expansion of IGRA gaming, it would be on Aboriginal land. Must be prepared if that casino goes up in Glendale. Within the next couple of years, I believe through initiative or other things, you will see gaming statewide, and it will destroy the revenue stream for a lot of these rural tribes that have their machine transferred. So there's going to be a cascade effect here that I think is going to be very damaging to a lot of the Native American community.
All right, Congressman David Schweikert, thank you for spending a few minutes with us, and we will talk to you again as this immigration bill moves forward in the House. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Anytime, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Runner. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
You know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAmobility.com or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, I can make a recommendation, and I always do. It is Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner, and our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shell, how are you today?
I'm miserable. Bill, how are you?
Well, you're looking at the second quarter of the year. We've closed the books on the second quarter, and for most people, when they get their statement from whatever, the financial group that they're with, it'd be a flat.
Pretty much. If you're into equities, if you have a 70-30 allocation or something like that, then you've had pretty much a flat quarter. You've had a pretty good year, 13-14%, but the quarter was frightening. And if you're heavier into bonds, in other words, if your portfolio was in a defensive posture and you had a bunch of things that are intended to be hedges against the equity markets moving in the wrong direction, you got massacred.
Well, explain to us why, for the first time in about 25 years, a quarter of a century, the bonds did not perform as well as expected.
I've been reading articles and attending seminars and you know, webinars and on people trying to explain exactly what happened in the bond market, and nobody can. The best explanation we can come up with is that in anticipation of interest rates going up at some future date, the big investors began to pull money out of the bond market in order to, number one, have that money ready to invest in equities when the equity market takes its correction, and number two, just because we know that when interest rates go up, bonds will go the other way. And so there has been probably an overreaction to not only what Ben Bernanke did a couple of weeks ago in anticipating that with the improving economy, that the need for continued quantitative easing at the level that he's been doing it would be relaxed. But we had similar reactions in China. The Chinese central bank then backed right off of that and said, "No, we're only kidding." But we also got similar reactions from the European Central Bank, and they've now also backed off a little bit.
So, as I've often said, what you do analogous to a winemaker, you have to kind of have the right mix for your clients. And now, do you change your mix a little bit based on the poor performance of the bond market?
And that's a great question, Bill. One of the things that you have to look at is, are the fundamentals changing? Is anything different, you know, this month from last month that would cause you to change your strategy? The beginning of the year, in anticipation of interest rates beginning to rise, we did lighten up on treasuries and on things that were correlated with treasuries. But what's been taking a hit in the past quarter are high-yield bonds and municipal bonds. And they're not supposed to be correlated that way. And that's where the money came out of. So as difficult, in some cases gut-wrenching, as it seems, I'm viewing this particular downturn as a buying opportunity to get essentially to lower my cost basis in some of the bonds and bond funds that I'm into. And I can't see any reason right now why these funds shouldn't recover to pre-second quarter levels.
So, in effect, you're going to pretty much stay with the mix that's been so successful for you over the years, and one quarter does not make a game.
That's right.
If you play four quarters, one's not.
Exactly. But you have to take a look at the economy in general. And the economy in general is improving, not just in this country but worldwide. As a result, if you have been in a defensive posture in your investments over the past several years, it really is time – in fact, it's a little bit past the ideal time – to look at a more traditional balance or allocation in what grapes you use in that, you know, in that wine mix.
Right.
Not ready for sangria. We're not going to pour a bunch of sugar into that pitcher. But we do need to anticipate that equities are going to outperform bonds over the next probably year. And the minute you make up your mind to do that, you begin to read, some of the gloom and doomers who think that 2014 is going to be just an abysmal year for equities. So, you educate yourself, you take a look at what you think the economy is going to do, you look around for bubbles, you say, are there any time bombs on the horizon that you can actually pinpoint, and if you can't, then you do what the economy is telling you to do.
I tend to agree with you. The fundamentals are solid, so you see this as a buying opportunity, and I think that that is a very sound strategy at this point.
That says if you surf around Market Watch, you'll see an article, and I'm going to get this a little bit wrong, like the 10 reasons the bubble is going to burst and 2014 is going to be a Holocaust. I don't know.
Yeah, there's always somewhere that you can find some gloom and doom.
There's always people doing enough surfing
on the web. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, is with us about 20 minutes past the hour every Tuesday. Shelley, where can people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Actually, the easiest way is to go to the Bill Buckmaster, the
BuckmasterShow.com,
and then just hit the link to me, and that sends me an email, and I get right back to the person who sent that email.
And for folks who have not dealt with you in the past, you're always available to meet with people on a first-time basis and kind of figure out what's on their mind. And
absolutely. That's my job. As a financial planner, my job is to see if there's a good mix, a good match, rather, between me and a prospective client. And then if there is, we do business.
All right, Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
And a happy 4th.
Hey, thank you.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Egypt's state news agency reports the military in that country has drawn up a plan to essentially take control of the country if President Mohamed Morsi fails to reach a political agreement with his opponents. More than 50 people are dead after a new wave of terrorist attacks in Iraq today, most of those attacks involving car bombs in Shiite neighborhoods. The Taliban makes it clear it has no intention of ending the violence in Afghanistan. This even though it's indicated it is willing to talk peace. Jury selection set to start a week from today in the trial of Army Major Nidal Hassan, military judge entering a not guilty plea for the Army psychiatrist charged in the deadly 2009 shooting spree at Fort Hood, Texas. More details at srnnews.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Get back down to earth at the 2013 Silver City Clay Festival with workshops, tours, lectures, archaeological panel discussion, films, vendor fair, and three juried exhibitions with fun for the whole family. The festival kickoff event is a poker tournament fundraiser featuring genuine clay poker chips. Enjoy Clay Festival events July 27th to August 4th in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson and 15 degrees cooler. More at clayfestival.com.
Come in, sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony. Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. Cox Business Internet Professional offers speeds 10 times faster than basic DSL. Cox Business also gives you local support 24/7, free online backup and security. Bundle business internet starter and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on maximum download speed of Cox Business Internet Professional 15 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this Tuesday afternoon. I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. The rains have come to southwest New Mexico, and that means things starting to really green up in the Gila National Wilderness. So it sounds like road trip coming up if you'd like to take a trip over to Silver City. Only 3.5 hours due east of Tucson, and here's the good part. 15 degrees cooler. The elevation is about a mile high. So great place to get away for a weekend trip for the 4th of July. There will be a big 4th of July parade and festivities in Silver City, and plenty of great places to stay, including Faywood Hot Springs, Georgetown Cabins, and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Some good news to report from Pima Animal Care Center. Joining me in studio is Ellie Beaubien. Ellie, good to see you.
Hi, Bill. Good to see you, too.
Ellie is the full-time adoptions coordinator at Pima Animal Care, and I really like these numbers, these adoption numbers. I know when we went into June, we were hoping to go over the 12,000 mark for the to end the fiscal year with 12,000 adoptions, and we bettered it, didn't we?
That's correct. We actually exceeded our goal by 400 adoptions, so by the end of the fiscal year, we're at 12,400 adoptions.
And that is a sizable increase, I think, over the previous year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. More than 1,000 more than last fiscal year.
So hopefully we will keep up the good work and get some more animals adopted from Pima Animal Care. And one of the best ways to get an animal adopted is to actually, in the case of a cat, where I had my wonderful princess picking the cat up in your arms, or if it's a dog, Ellie taking the dog out for a walk, and that's where I'm leading the 4th of July will be a great time. If you have some time, maybe an hour or two to spare, go by Pima Animal Care Center. What do you have planned on the 4th?
Well, you're absolutely correct about handling the cats and dogs. Their enrichment activities that help the dogs become more adoptable so they're not stressed or over barking, or in the cat's cases, a lot of times if they're scared, they'll hide. And so when people come to adopt them, we really need them to come out and kind of market themselves. And one of the ways we do that is every holiday, we encourage members of the community to come join us, and pretty much everyone gets an animal and they either go for a walk if it's a dog, or they just play in a puppy yard if it's a puppy. And in the cat cases, we have little visiting areas and rooms and treats and brushes. So everyone can just kind of get socialized and feel comfortable with meeting new people.
How do we go about signing up for this?
We really need people to sign up. So if you're interested, please RSVP by email to jacneu@yahoo.com. And once you've sent that email, the volunteers there will mail you back a kind of a safety waiver, and you just bring that with you on the 4th of July, and we'll be ready by 8 o'clock. So just show up at 8 o'clock. We have some fun things going on right after the dog walk.
So try to register beforehand. Will you accept people who do come out without pre-registering?
Yeah, we do. If you don't pre-register, though, it does take a little longer, and sometimes people get frustrated if they have to wait too long. So the earlier, the better.
Okay, and then people will be able to take their dog friend out on a little walk, right?
Yeah, or socialize a cat, or anything that you can do will help.
There are a couple of issues around the 4th of July. I mean, it's a great holiday for those of us who walk on two legs, but for those of us who have four legs. Our animal friends, the fourth is kind of a trying holiday. Actually, this time of year, judging from my own princess, the cat, she did not like yesterday's thunderstorms. And add the fireworks and it's extra stress.
That's correct. A lot of these animals, they don't have the same perception we do with thunderstorms and rain as well as fireworks. And they kind of go into a panic mode. And especially in the case of dogs, the fifth and sixth are the busiest times for our shelter and for people missing their pets. So if you have a safe place for your animal to be on the 4th of July, especially, we really encourage indoor activities or boarding kennel or anything you can do to keep your animal safe on this holiday.
And, of course, the heat awareness is such an issue, too, with the animals.
Absolutely. With these just brutal temperatures outside, if you are a person who has to keep your dogs outside, just some tips on how to keep them cool. You can install a misting system for very cheap, and it's really easy to put up around your porch. Lots of shade, lots of fresh water. Kiddie pools are a good idea for the dogs to splash around in. And you can also make freeze chicken broth and make dog sickles, and that helps them keep cool as well.
Ellie Beaubien is with us. Ellie is the adoptions coordinator at Pima Animal Care Center. We should give your location.
We're located at 4000 North Silverbell. That is 2 miles north of Grant on Silverbell Road.
And I know you've been trying to upgrade the facility.
Yes, we have some great upgrades in place. We have music for the dogs. We just had misting systems installed in our visiting yard so people and dogs can be more comfortable out there. Our outside dog areas are also having misting systems installed on the outside portion of their kennel runs. And we just have a lot of new exciting things coming into place.
Well, 13 is a lucky number in July at the Pima Animal Care Center. I understand you're offering $13 Get Lucky adoption specials in July. And this is for most cats and dogs?
That's correct. We're having $13 adoptions for any dogs over 40 pounds and any cat over the age of 1 year.
So this would be a great way to start the fiscal year off on a good footing as we try to best the more than 12,000 animals who now have new homes over the past 12 months. So that's very good news. Ellie, good to see you, and thank you for being with us.
Just one more thing, Bill.
Go ahead.
I also wanted to mention that on the 4th of July, any members of the public who do have that day off work and are interested in coming in, we will be doing adoptions from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay.
And every adoption will be $13 on that day.
Excellent. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., $13 adoptions on the 4th of July. A great way to spend the 4th. Ellie, have a great holiday. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You do the same.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
John Fina.
You're
Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Billy Flower.
Great to see you.
Burt Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
Casey Polipchak.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
Diana Cannon.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Mike Fader.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestinLaPalomaResort.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:47. It's time for our monthly segment, a new segment here on the Buckmaster Show, where we focus on medication and how to take control of your health care. And a new Mayo Clinic study shows that Americans are taking even more prescription drugs than had previously been thought. Our biomedical segment features Dr. Ray Woosley, former UA College of Medicine Dean and founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds. It's one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by thousands of people from 180 countries. Visit CredibleMeds.org today. Dr. Woosley, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
I want to begin with the Mayo Clinic study. I think this is really important material. And as I mentioned in that introduction, I think that prescription usage in this country is even more widespread than we had believed.
Yeah, I think so, too. We've always known that there were a lot of people getting prescription drugs. But 70% of Americans, evidently, in this study from Mayo, admit to taking prescription drugs. And a lot of people don't. We know that already. 40% of people will say that they're not taking something they really are because they don't want people to know about it. So it's an underestimate at 70%, and that's scary.
And that's just for one prescription drug. Mm-hmm. When it gets up to two, mm-hmm. we're talking about half.
Exactly. Half of people taking two prescriptions that could interact and many times do to cause harm.
And then 20% taking five or more.
Yeah.
So that's one out of five Americans have five prescription drugs that they're taking every day.
Exactly.
How about antidepressants? That was kind of interesting. 13% now onto antidepressants.
Right. It says we are a depressed nation. And a lot of people don't. One of the other numbers there is that it's 25% of those taking it of women are taking antidepressants. So more women take it. I think that's a reflection of the fact that men have difficulty talking about their problems and they don't seek medical attention as often as they should. So a very large number taking antidepressants. And the good news is they often work, but half the time they don't, and they have serious side effects.
790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question about your particular medication, Dr. Woosley is here. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe we have Terry is with us. Terry, you're with Dr. Ray Woosley.
Thank you, Dr. Woosley. Great benefit you're doing for our community. I kind of make a comment as well as a question. I know it's almost every corner now there's a drugstore. It's unbelievable. One time in Tucson, it was banks and gas stations on every drug corner, and now it's drugstores. And I think what's happened is the aging population, as the baby boomers are getting older, I think it's the economic issue. And I'm very concerned of the over-dependence upon medicine. I think a lot of things could be handled just by exercise and diet. I think 90% of the ailments we have. So I know it's important, antibiotics and things are necessary, but I need your comment on that. I'm really kind of concerned. Commercials on TV.
Yeah, they're everywhere. And Terry, how many prescription medications are you taking?
That's just it. I'm trying to cut down. Originally, I was at 14. I'm down
now.
And by some exercise and a diet, they've cut me out of Metoprolol and I'm Lodipine and a few other things. So I need to just keep on. I got to get down from 280 down to about more like maybe about 210. I have a lot of weight to lose.
Okay. Well, Terry, thank you very much. You bring up some really good points about how exercise, sometimes when the doctors prescribe the antidepressants, sometimes maybe just exercising would be an alternative to that.
Exactly. And your image of every corner with a pharmacy, don't forget they also have drive-through pharmacy. So you can really get your medicines quickly and easily. Yeah, we've as a nation really invested in these medicines. And I always start by saying we would have a miserable, unhealthy society without them. Mm-hmm. But we don't get maximum benefit from them. And we do use them many times when they're not the best way to treat a person. There's this phenomenon. I call it the hand on the doorknob. When you see your doctor and they're under pressure to get you out in less than 10 minutes, because that's the cut point.
I think the average is 7 to 8 minutes in the doctor's office.
and a study at Harvard has shown that doctors prescribe because it cuts off the interview. It gets you out the door with a prescription instead of sitting down and talking to you. And that study found that there was no need for the medicine in many of those cases, and a better outcome would have happened if they had simply spent 10 minutes talking to the patient instead of writing a prescription.
Well, we thank Terry for sharing, too, his own personal situation. I think he was saying about a dozen medications that he's on. A week or so ago, we had Will Humble, the state health director of health for Arizona, Dr. Woosley, on the program. And I mentioned we were doing this segment every month, and he said that Oxycontin, the pain medication, pretty high-end pain medication, has become close to an epidemic in Arizona.
It's an epidemic all across the nation. Oxycontin, Vicodin, these medicines are being sold on the street. People are breaking into homes to empty your medicine cabinet because, as we talked about last week, we often get a 10-day supply of a medicine that we only need for 2 or 3 days. So it is a major health problem. It's the most common cause of drug-induced death in this country. And most of those are not intentional. These are unintentional deaths caused by opiates like Vicodin. Methadone is the most common. It's being used for pain, not just addiction now. So it is a serious problem that we've got to come to grips with. Maybe let me take a second step back. Mm-hmm. How did we get in this mess?
Yeah, how did we?
Well, it began with good intentions. People recognized that doctors weren't prescribing pain medicine as often as they should many years ago, and they came up with the idea of a sixth vital sign. So the vital signs are your blood pressure and your heart rate and respiratory rate. Well, pain is a vital sign according to the way we've taught doctors. So doctors say we've got to abolish pain. Well, we've got some very powerful drugs to do that, but they are being misused and overused.
And someone goes to the dentist and they have a procedure done. They're usually given some kind of pain medication, and maybe it would be best rather than give a week's supply to maybe a day.
Exactly.
And if you with the understanding that rather than take all of the medication, just maybe one day, and if you need more, maybe call.
Exactly. A day should be plenty, two maybe at the most, because a dental procedure will get better very quickly. If it doesn't, you need to see your dentist, not take pain medicine. So I think it's just an illogic approach, and it's the reason why we have so many medicines in our cabinet right now available for misuse.
Terry, our caller, was talking about the drugstores on every corner, it seems like. And, of course, you can drive in and pick up your prescription. But it's interesting that I think it would surprise our listeners, Dr. Ray Woosley, that the percentage of prescriptions that are never picked up at the pharmacy.
Exactly. Up to a third of prescriptions that are written by a doctor, phoned in or sent to a pharmacy, aren't picked up. Often because of the cost. You walk up and you find out that it's going to be $150 for your prescription because it's not on your insurance plan. And people leave it there. But it's still in the record and your doctor thinks you're taking it. So when you go to the emergency room, the medical record is very misleading. It's a serious problem in this country today. And that's why on our website, we encourage people to keep a list of all their medicines in their pocket, the things they're really taking, because every record in your healthcare record is probably inaccurate.
CredibleMeds.org is the website. And you founded this CredibleMeds.org because I think you wanted a place where people could get kind of common sense answers, correct?
Independence. The message from someone who's not selling drugs or trying to – or having to pay for them. Because if you're selling a medicine to the public or if you're having to pay for them, as insurance companies are, you have a dog in that fight, as they say. You have a bias. So our website is intended to be totally independent. We don't accept money from the companies or insurance companies. And we put out information that we think is the best possible science for the individual. And we try to do it, gives common sense things. You can go out and get an app to keep up with your medicine. But why not just a good sheet of paper that gives you help in remembering that a hormone that you're taking, a birth control pill, that's a medicine too. A dietary supplement, that should be on the list. So our approach is pretty low tech in many ways. But it addresses the real world.
When someone's taking, like in Terry's case, you're saying over a dozen medications, what about interactions? That really worries me.
I have no doubt. In fact, if you're taking that many medicines, especially the two that he talked about, there are interactions, I have no doubt. And there are good websites, and we refer people to some, that will help you manage those interactions. But those websites aren't as complete or as reliable as we would like. U of A has a program to generate better information on drug interactions. We have that on our website. The College of Pharmacy, Dan Malone helped put that together, and it's a really good start. But the public what I recommend is ask your pharmacist to run his program. Tell him everything or her, everything you're taking, and have them run their program for drug interactions for you. And I'm sure it will find several with that many medicines.
All right, Dr. Ray Woosley. Dr. Woosley joins us usually the first Tuesday of every month with our segment presented by CredibleMeds.org, a really great website, very easy to use. And check it out. If you have a question for us before our segments with Dr. Woosley, you can also log into Credible Meds and ask the question right there, or you can post the question on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. Dr. Woosley, thanks a lot. Have a great 4th of July holiday.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks, Terry, for your question, and good luck with that.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Our thanks to Culligan. Coming up this afternoon, John C. Scott from 3 to 5, then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. Thank you.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.